Hallelujah, you will do it. We ask you in the name of Jesus, make us one everywhere. Oh, God, give us that oneness in the spirit. Bind every evil spirit that come our way. Oh, God, bind the devil and cast him out, we pray. Oh, God, help us today, we pray. Don't leave us, but just guide us on the way. Teach us, Lord, your will and your way. And help us to understand and hear what you're saying to us. In the name of Jesus, bless your people here, there, and everywhere. I know you know how to do it. You can do it all at one time. But, Lord, whatever way you do it, we thank you. We be satisfied. And we glorify your name. We lift you up, Lord, knowing that you're real. Knowing that we are nothing without you. We can't do nothing without you. We can't do nothing without you. We can't go nowhere without you. But, Lord, we know you're real. We know you're close, standing by to bless us. Now, Lord, bless everyone, we pray. Bless everyone on this line and your people here, there, and everywhere. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Lord, thank you for the prayer. And we pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus and for the glory of God. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. God bless all of you. And good morning to everybody on the prayer line. Good morning to you and to you and to you. God bless you. Y'all speaking this. Amen. Amen. Everybody speaking. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. And let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Let's speak to the Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Good morning, Lord. Amen. God is so good. And we do thank him for everything. I just want to thank you all for coming to be on the First Fruits. Yeah, the First Fruits, where we give God our first fruits. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, where we're giving God our first fruits and honoring him. Amen. The first thing of the day, when we get up, let's honor the Lord, who, God, Jehovah, who made the heavens and the earth and made us and made man, woman, and made everything. Everything was made by him. And we want to thank him for everything he's done. We do give him glory and honor. And people coming from all over the world, from every walk of life, from every church affiliation. You know, for eras, I mean, just eras for so long a time. The devil was, he succeeded in trying to divide God's people. But thank God that the people are coming together now for the glory of God, just to give God praise. We're praying together. And we're praising God together. Amen. I want to challenge you. I know some of you just woke up. But here's the challenge. Can you wake up and praise him? I've met some preachers. You can wake them up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You can wake them up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And one of the persons who can do it is Bishop Hagin. You can wake him up at any time of the morning. And he's a preaching machine. He can preach at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., anytime Bishop Hagin can preach, just wake him up. He'll preach. Amen. That's a preaching machine. But I want to know, can you pray? Can you wake up and pray? Can you wake up and give God glory? Can you wake up and give God honor? Yeah. Are you a praying machine? Because, see, this is the prayer line. I want to know, are you a prayer warrior? Do you have to wake up and have your coffee before you can pray to God? Well, who was it who gave you the energy to wake up? Who was it who allowed you to be able to swallow? You don't realize how glorious it is to be able to swallow until you have been to the point where you cannot swallow. There's some people who cannot even swallow this morning and would trade places for you if they said, well, all you have to do is open your mouth and give him praise and God will let you swallow. And the people who won't praise him, God said they can take your place and they won't be able to swallow. I guarantee you there are so many people who would trade places with you. If they could just praise God and you could take their place and you wouldn't be able to swallow and not praise God. They'd be glad to take your place and say, yes, 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 let them take my. But if you were able to say glory, if you're able to thank him for waking you up, if you're able to give him a thank you or a praise, you ought to take advantage of it. You know, people don't have that type of privilege to praise him. They would gladly take your place. Some people can't even talk, let alone say thank you, Jesus. They can't even say nothing. And yet here you are, and the devil's going to tell you, no, just rest this morning. Don't say nothing. Who you think that is talking to you? Learn to recognize. I'm going to go back into that, I believe, maybe tomorrow, how to recognize the real voice of God. Some voices trying to sneak witchcraft into the church. I think that's what I'm going to talk about tomorrow, witchcraft into the church. They're trying to get it in everywhere. Witchcraft is sneaking into the church. All right. But if you're able to bless the Lord this morning, I'm going to give you an opportunity. When I say praise check, let me see where your praise is, the level your praise is on. And let's do it right now, all right? Praise check, everybody. Everybody, praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I love you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise you, Lord. I miss you.
God, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you so much, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I mean, I want to get a station identification, then I want to make a couple announcements. Let me do the announcements first. Don't forget, tonight is the youth prayer line. At 7 o'clock, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer is the hostess tonight. And at 7 o'clock, we will be enjoying that with the young people. It's helping a lot of young people. I wish you'd get your young people. Don't wait till the police come to the house and pick them up, and then you want to try and say, let's get them on the prayer line. Well, why don't you get them on the prayer line before they pick them up? I mean, is that common sense? Hey, man, use that common sense. Get them on the prayer line now so they won't have to pick them up. All right? God bless you. Now, also, at 9 o'clock tonight, now that's 7 o'clock, but at 9 o'clock, don't get it twisted, there are two things I'm talking about. The prayer line for the youth at 7 o'clock tonight, and this is the second thing I'm talking about, is the 9 o'clock we do the blog line. Oh, my God, it's such an exhilarating time with the blog line also. God is blessing that in such a way. Yeah. The way you just heard praise right a while ago, on the blog line, many times praise is up to that level and many times even beyond that. Amen. Because so many people are coming. We can only open a few lines because we don't have that many. But they have people from all over the world are coming to the blog, and they're taking time to thank God 1,000 times. That was my vision that God gave me, and it's working all over the world. People thanking God. Sometimes 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 times a day. And you want to get a part of that because the blessings are in it. Amen. God is really blessing that. Now, today I want to open up the wisdom seminar. That's a vision that God gave to me. And it's simply what the saints think about certain things. The Bible says in the last day, God will reveal secrets. Amen, to his people, to the prophets and to his people, and you are his people. Now, we have some rules and regulations on this line. I gotta back up here because somebody doesn't know. You probably knew, and you don't know that doing things right by the phone echoes across the world. Don't do that. Amen. Just there's a better way. There's a more excellent way. All you have to do is press star and then the number 6, and you will see that your line will be muted, and we won't be able to hear that noise. But you'll still be able to hear us, but you won't be a distraction to anybody. Amen. Star 6, amen. Thank you. I want to open up the Wisdom Seminar in just a moment. Ambassador Hagen, if you're there, give us a station identification here, and then we'll move on. Are you there? Thank you.
Praise the Lord. morning. God bless you.
Yes, we are here. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We thank God again for our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God, hallelujah, for what God is doing. Thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of this ministry. Thank God again for Mother Allie Johnson, Mother to the Nations. Thank God for all of the bishops. Thank God for Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. Thank God for all of the ambassadors elect, to all of the corporate heads, corporate leaders, teaching every one of you in your respectful places. We do thank God for you and for all of our listeners all around the world. Yes, we are excited about Jesus. We're excited about what's happening and what's going on in this ministry. We are here. We're broadcasting live, ntaradio.com. We can be reached simply by dialing into the live studio, 347-934-0207, and we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners constantly going up on a daily basis? And can you imagine more than 194 countries? We're being heard literally all over the world, and it is so amazing. We want to thank God for teaching this ambassador. He's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world, and lives are being changed, and people are being delivered. Thank God for you, Chief, and keep on doing what you do, sir. Back to you.
And thank you so much, and you're doing an excellent job, and we appreciate you very much. I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. There is something that has been laid on my heart that I really want to discuss this morning. One of the things I asked God, like Solomon, when God came to him and said, Solomon, I've seen you doing something unusual for me, and that is that you're building me a temple. And God asked him, what do you want, Solomon? And Solomon said, I just want to help the people. Give me wisdom, Lord, to help the people. And God seemed to be doing me like that. He says, Lord, I've seen you doing something unusual for the people all over the world. Never before have we had so much praise going up to God ever in the history of the world. And he said, I want to ask you what you want. And I said, God, I want to just be compassionate toward the people. I want to try to do things for them, Lord, that they really have needs for. And one of the things that came to me is that so many of these utility companies across the world seem to be taking advantage of the people, especially the saints of God. It seems like it's an attack against the saints of God and all people, but notice this against God's people. Oh, you're still moving by the line now, baby. I know you know better than that. Press star 6. You're still moving by the phone. Thank you. But these utility companies seem to be taking advantage of God's people, especially the widows and just the people of God. Amen. And I'm asking God for something special for the people of God. Let me give you an example. Sometimes it has to come to your house or your situation before you can really have compassion for something. But the other day, our utility bill for our church does not run too high, maybe $600-$700 a month. But during the month of August, they sent us a bill for $2,600. And these utility companies, in my opinion, think they're so huge and they're so powerful that you can't fight them, because you live by the threat that they put out. If you don't pay it, they'll cut your lights off or they'll cut your water off. And it's a terrible thing to want to use water, and you can't even wash your mouth out. You can't use a toilet stool unless there's waste already in there. That's a terrible thing. You don't know how people overseas would appreciate having water that's running just like we have water running. Oh, my God, that would be ultra awesome miracle to them. But these utility companies will cut off your lights, mother. They'll go around and cut your lights off and leave you in the dark and cut off your everything, you know. That gas, they'll have you go around and have you walking all around in the dark with candles everywhere, not just for one day, but for days. And they seem to have no mercy. And then they'll send you your bill one month, and some of y'all, I know you've had this happen to you. All of a sudden, if your bill is $200, somebody's bill down the street is $50, right next door, $50, and all of a sudden you get a bill for $250. or you might get a bill for $200, and then 1 month you get one saying that you owe $1,600. Amen. It's not right. It is not right. And as your leader, the chief on this line, let me tell you something. I don't care how big any company. I don't care how big any company may seem to be. They're not bigger than God. They're not bigger than God is. And some of these companies seem like they think they are God. But I know we'll forget a couple of things here. Your chief, I was in Texas at the time, and these companies, Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae, I believe, big, huge mortgage companies, seemed like they were charging this and charging that, and your bill went up, your mortgage went up, and da-da-da. I got angry. I just want to tell you, I got angry. And I got on my knees, and I said, God, I ain't nobody, but I'm your son, and I have a right to come to you and pray about anything that I think is a travesty. And I said, it's not right for them to do the people. And I've experienced it myself, Lord, to do the people like that with the mortgage and up the rates and everything like that. Please, Lord, fix it. Fix it, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hello, good morning. How are you, man?
Amen. We hear you in the background. Mute your phone, darling. Mute your phone. I said, fix it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I just left it there in prayer. And then the next, about 2 or 3 weeks later, I see all of the news everywhere. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have filed, well, they went under, to be truthful. And I sat there and marveled at how God said nobody is bigger than he is. I don't care what utility company you are. You ain't bigger than God. You're not bigger than God is. You can't use the people like that. That's called the sin of usury. Amen. There is a sin of usury. I want to read this to you here. And this is Psalms 15:5. He that putteth not out. Well, the question was asked, first of all, David asked, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And then it tells the people who shall abide. He said, he that walketh uprightly. That's one of the persons. He that that backbiteth not. And he that in whose eyes a vile person is honored. And then it says this. Okay, somebody still, I know you got, please help me to be nice and kind to you. But mother or brother or whoever you are, stop moving by the phone. Put your phone on *6. I'm trying to be kind. You know, I'm a man. I'm not a woman. A woman would be saying, oh, sweetie, but see, you about to make the man come out of me. Amen. Just *6 your phone. All right? Okay. Then it says, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? And then it says, he that putteth not out his money to usury. You're still doing it. You're still doing it. You. That's you doing that. Mute your phone. *6, all right. Now, I never forget, in Denton, Texas, we used to go to church there, and there was a man who had a lot of money, and he would see the needs of the people, and they knew he had money, and they would go to him. If they got in a crunch, they would go to him and borrow some money from him. But when they came to repay him back, he would have about 15 or 20% added on to it because he loaned them the money. I don't even want to call his name. That's seen many times as a sin of usury. That it says, help your brothers. The sin of usury is basically to take your money and use it. Let me give you a better. Take your money and use it for self-aggrandizement. Let me give you a better example. Like many of you, some of you never had this happen, but I have. Amen. You have had a situation at your bank where you thought you had the money in there, and somehow you had several different things come out of your account, and your check bounces. Yeah. You don't want to admit that you have problems in your life. Your check bounces. And while it bounces, they charge you $35. And then they know your check. They know that you haven't made a deposit, and they want to hit you again. They want to hit you again while they know it's not in there. So instead of charging you $35, they hit you for $70, and then they send the notice. Then they send the notice out to you to tell you what's happening. That's a sin. That's a sin of ministry. That's not having any compassion. That they know they're going to get your money, and there's nothing you can do about it or say about it, they think, because they got you over barrel. That's a sin of usury. It's not good to do that. Amen. You got $35 from the lady. Why you going to hit them again and know that they're down right then, evidently because there's no money in the account, and you're going to hit them again? That's not a good thing. And all of this, I'm trying to tell you, that in the sin of usury, let me read another scripture if I can for you here. Find it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But in the sin of usury, it's kind of like taking you and using you for self-aggrandizement, that they may further what they're doing at your expense. That's not a good thing. Amen. Just be fair with people and allow them to grow as you grow. Amen. That's what the Bible is trying to tell us here. Oh, my God, if I can find something else here for you. It is in the Word of God that you're not supposed to use people like that. Here in Leviticus, going back to the Old Testament now, Leviticus 25, amen, if I can get this right here, it says in verse 36, take thou not no usury, the word is in here, take thou not no usury of him, increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. In other words, here is explaining that you're not supposed to use your brother just for your aggrandizement here. You can read the whole chapter and get more out of it. But you fear God, have the fear of God, that your brother may exist also. See, we are helpers one to another. We're not supposed to be using people just for our self-aggrandizement. We're supposed to be helping our brother, help our sister. Amen. Help them to live. People are going through it in this day and time. This is not the day and time when you're supposed to, in the midst of this economic crisis, of this economy, you're not supposed to be trying to utilize people and take advantage of people in this day and time just to make money off of it. It is not good. It's a sin before God. And I'm trying to tell you, these are utilities companies. You might get that bill, and all of a sudden they think they're too big that you can't touch them. But you're not bigger than God, I tell you, in the name of Jesus. And on this prayer line, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to open up the line for y'all to say something and get ready. If anybody is having problems like this, this is for the compassion of the people. But I want to tell you, this is the prayer line here where that woman who stood up against same-sex marriage, and they put her in jail. I brought it before you all, and let me tell you the results. I brought it before you all one day and asked y'all to pray about it and pray for that woman. And four or five of y'all prayed for that woman in a row. And she was in jail that morning, but after y'all got through praying, that evening she was out. You saw it on the news everywhere. She was out of jail. And I'm going to tell you, I'm bringing this morning to the prayer line because if your chief is on it, if I'm telling you the truth about how they are doing people across the country, these utility companies, how they're doing people across the country, I want y'all to pray about it and ask God to fix this thing, because it's not a right. It's not right. These widows and they putting all these expenses on y'all and doing y'all wrong and using y'all, just using y'all. It's not right. And I'm going to ask y'all to pray about it. But I'm going to open up the line here this morning. And if there's anybody who has any experience like what I'm talking about, come on, help us here, and let's see what we need to pray about. The line is open to you. Anybody? I'm not trying to misuse the people with these utilities. All right?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Johnson. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Identify yourself.
This is Evangelist Ann Johnson in New York, Bronx, New York.
Uh-huh.
I'm on my way to an appointment, but I have my ear plug in. But I was on mute. I was listening to what you were saying, and I thank God that you said that, because I just experienced something with my bank last week. But after I made a few calls, they put the money back in. And even when I sent you an offering on Friday, it came back to me from MoneyGram that the payment was canceled. Now, I'm going to straighten that out this morning, and I will call you later. And I, what I want to say is I've been dealing with Con Edison for about 3 years. First, my light bill went up to $5,000. I had mold in my apartment, and I had to burn air conditioning for 5 months because I got sick. I wound up going to the hospital because I had caught some kind of bacteria from the mold. And I've been going to different places trying to get help with it, and I had it taken down, and now it came down, and I was struggling, going through a lot of problems, you know, paying bills because I was trying to keep my lights on. And as of today, it's still $3,000, and they are still sending me threatening letters. And I thank God you said that because I'm still going through it.
My God. So evidently God moved on my heart to talk about this morning, y'all. Somebody else, I'm open the line, y'all. It's not right. This woman,
praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stiff, and something similar to that happened to me maybe about 3 years ago. The water company was changing their name, and they went to a new system where they could operate the system from one centralized location. My water bill, all of a sudden, it ceased. I didn't receive a bill for 3 months, and I contacted them in regards to the problem because I needed to know how much my bill was going to be, and I wanted to pay it and keep it up. And they continually to tell me that my bill is going to be in the mail. So I didn't receive a bill for 6 months, and I was there on their doorstep asking them about my bill. Finally, I received a bill maybe the 8th month, and that bill was almost like over $1,000, a water bill. And it was not justifiable. Then after talking to all of my neighbors, the same things were happening, but it was on one side of the street it happened, but it didn't happen on the other side of the street. Or maybe 3 or 4 blocks over, nothing was happening. So they were doing the system a little at a time with the grid. But however, I was upset about that bill. They came and cut my water off. And when they cut my water off, I went to the mayor. And I shared to the mayor what the issue was, that I had been there. I had informed them. I had sent them letters. I kept copies of it. What ended up eventually happening, they just let me pay a little at a time on that bill. And then they wiped the bill out because I put some prayer on that bill and I shared with them. Y'all might be bigger than me in name, but I know a big God who is a God that's more than enough. And I cannot pay all of this when I have addressed it to you. Anytime you address something or either write them about it, you have documentation that it is. So God fixed that thing for me, hallelujah. In addition to that, I live here alone, and my water bill was getting higher and higher and higher, and it cannot be because I'm never at home. There's an issue and a problem with that. I continually call them to come and look and read my meter, and I'm going to read it with you. And so they didn't believe me. I couldn't find a leak anywhere, so I went to the mayor again. My bill and dropped because a lot of them knew me. There was no way. There was something wrong with their system. So the system had some glitches in it, and that is actually what happened. God bless you.
I bless you. Let me say this to the black line that's joined us, millions worldwide, and I want to just say to you, they're not bigger than God is. I want you to remember that. I want to put out to you that prayer will change things. I need for you to pray about these companies that are misusing God's people all over the world. And let's take that to prayer today. I'm going to leave the line open. I wanted to get that before the blog line went off. Pray about asking God to fix that for you. God can fix it. Ain't nobody bigger than God. I don't care how long they've been in business and what board they got. That board ain't bigger than God is. and misusing the people of God, you have a right to pray about it. You have a right to take it to God, and you have a right to ask God to fix that thing in the name of Jesus. If they go under, then that's their problem. Amen. They shouldn't have been doing that in the first place. All right, the line's still open. Anybody else have a comment? The line is open.
Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stiff again. And I don't know if a lot of people realize this. In the rural areas, the companies don't go out and read their water or their electric bill. All they do is write it down and pay what they feel that they use and send it in. But in the city limits, you pay extremely a lot more, and that is so unfair. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. The line's still open for comments. Amen. Line's open to you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Gina, and I just want to say that I experienced something similar. The complex that I moved into is a fairly new complex, and I noticed when I first moved here, I was getting water bills of maybe about $30 or $40. And after a while, my water bill jumped up to $119, then $200 and some. And I paid a couple of them, but then I called my leasing office and I brought it to the attention of the manager because I told her I live alone, I do laundry once every other week, you know, just getting good loads together so that I don't have to use a lot of water. But the lady underneath me has three kids, and she says that her water bill was $48 a month. So when I brought this to the attention of the management in the leasing office, she said she'd have someone come out and check it. Well, they came out and they saw that when building the apartment, that there was some type of a glitch in the connection to the water. So they cut my meter off completely for about 2 months while she kept working with the water company on this. She told me they were going to turn it, reconnect it, and try to get a reading and for me to watch it for 2 months, which I did. The first bill I got was for, I think it was $70-some, and she said, well, there's no way she could have had that bill because the meter wasn't even connected. Then I got another bill. It was $48. She said, do not pay that bill because we want to watch it again. Last month, she called me and said, well, we've been estimating your water usage, and you now have a credit of $217. So it's just a matter of being persistent and holding on to your bills, because I kept all my bills because I noticed how they were increasing and brought it to their attention. So sometimes it can be. And, you know, some companies, they will admit when they're in fault. But then I just held on to my bills because I knew I wasn't here that much and I wasn't using that much money. So I would advise anyone, if you can, keep a track of your bills and the time of the year. Sometimes your gas bill, if you have gas, will be a little bit higher in the winter than in the summer because of the heat. Or the electric bill may be a little bit higher. They say the air conditioning costs more than the heat, which is not true. I found that out from a very reliable source. But just kind of keep a tracking on the readings yourself when you get your bill, what your meter was reading 1 month versus what it was reading the next month. God bless you.
All right. The line's still open. Anybody else have any comments? All right.
Chief Ambassador?
Uh-huh.
This is Ambassador Stiff, and, you know, I praise God for the experience. I'm going to share something else with you. On the left side of my house, the sun really shines heavily. So what I did one summer, I had my gas cut off because they were sending me bills with my gas extremely high. They forgot that it was cut off. And didn't, you know, this is what I'm saying, they're not paying attention, there are so many glitches, and the sun is so hot that my water is warm in the summertime, so it didn't have to be hot in my house, and I did this specifically on purpose. Do you know I was receiving a bill for an entire summer, and I let them all, I collected them all, and then I took them to them and showed them the error of their ways. Praise the Lord. And they didn't have, they just mouth was open and just didn't know what to say and do about that. Glory to God. but I didn't have to pay the bill, and I proved the point to them that they are not observing what is going on. They're just reading meters. Now, I said, now how could your person come to my house and read a meter when it wasn't even on? God bless you. They just do the bill from the next month. Amen. They just pick it up from the next month. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, anyone else with a comment?
Chief, I don't know if you remember last year, right there in Wyandotte County, they did find a man that one of the utility employees there that were not reading the meters. It happened in Wyandotte County last year where they arrested a guy and said that he was not actually going up to the homes to read the meters. He was just writing down random numbers. But sometimes they will do that.
Oh, my God. You know, and you are so right. These folk nowadays with the utility companies, we are, you know, many times at their mercy, amen. They read the meter, and they're human beings just like you are. If you make mistakes, then you got to know they make mistakes. And so prayer can change things. So I want to get some prayer on this. Is there anybody from St. Louis? I know I got a call from them. Anybody on St. Louis who can give us a comment on that at all? All right? Thank you so much. God bless you. Anybody else have a comment about this usury thing?
Praise the Lord. God bless you this morning. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky. And just listening at the comments, and I just wanted to add on to that, it's not only the electric bill, but it's any bill that you receive, your phone bill, your light bill, your gas bill, and other bills, your credit card bills. I have noticed many times they put additional bills on there, and even sometimes your doctor bills that you might get, they add on the last month or an additional month that you've already paid for something. Mm-hmm. And there have been so many times that I've had to correct them down through the years of certain things that they have done to the bill. They've added on here and they put interest on here. They've added on late fees. I had a cable bill, I believe it was, once, and it was, I had a late fee one time, and they added that late fee on my bill for the next 9 months until I went to the company, and I took all of my bills with me, and the lady said, well, you need to bring in the last 3 months so we can check it out. I said, well, I have that with me. And when we went back, they had been charging me the late fee, then a late fee on the late fee for 9 months. And when it added up, they owed me, I think I got 3 or 4 months of cable free because it had added up to so much. So you have to pay attention to everything. And even when they charge you on your bank statement from your bank, even if there's a overdraft charge on there. I remember someone put some bills on my, you know how they call in and put the add these bills on there and say you gave them authorization. And they took the money out of my account. Well, when they start to put it, had to go through the process and put it back in there, they didn't know that they had to put back the money from the interest that I lost from the money when it would have been in there and to your bills. Because whenever there is an overdraft fee, they'll overdraft you 2 or 3 times for the same check.
That's right.
And it doesn't come through but one time. And you can look at your bill. Have them send you these bills online so you can look at them. You can examine them yourself. And if you know anything about banking, and if you don't know, educate yourself on them. Because everything is usury now. And you only prayer will change this, Chief Ambassador. Only prayer.
Yeah, that's
there's
why
nothing
I got it
else that will stop this.
That's Amen.
Accept that prayer. God bless you.
Thanks. I want y'all to pray about this here because, see, the reason why I'm concerned is because many times this is against the saints of God. It's the devil trying to limit and take your money, take the money of the saints of God, of God's people, so you'll have less money to use for God's kingdom. See that? I hope you see that strategy. It's to take the money from the saints of God because the devil doesn't want God's people to have money. Why? Because they'll use it for the kingdom of God to promote God's kingdom. And he wants to give his people, the devil wants to give his people the money so they can use it to promote his kingdom. See, and we gotta rise up against this in prayer here because God can change that. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody bigger than God. These utility companies that think they're so powerful, they ain't nothing. God can change that. And I give you two examples. Amen. So let's pray this morning, and then we're going to get prayer for anybody who has any special needs this morning. But I want to take about 3 or 4 minutes, maybe get 2 or 3 prayers of people who can pray for this. Pray that God's people would be treated fairly. That's all we want to do is be treated fairly and be charged the correct amount of money for our utilities, for these other bills that you're paying that people make mistakes on. See, that's the enemy. Don't tell me that God is saying, charge Dr. Pfeiffer 3 times more than the people right next to her. I don't think that's God saying that. That's not God. That's the devil rising up against you. I don't think it's God saying, charge Ambassador Stern, please, charge her 10 times the times for the utilities. Charge her that percentage 10 times more. On that bill there. Make a mistake. Charge it for last month and this month. God didn't do that. That was the enemy. And we need to pray and ask God to stop the devil in these areas concerning these utilities, concerning these bills, when they're overcharging the saints of God trying to take our money. Amen. I never heard a prayer like that. I never heard anybody. Have you? Heard anybody present it to you where we were praying against these companies like that? Never heard it, but we're going to hear it on the front line today, and we are hearing it, and let's have one prayer. Go ahead.
Chief Ambassador.
Uh-huh.
Chief, this Evangelist Johnson, I was in traffic, and I know the noise got loud, so I got off, but what I was wanting to finish saying is that I paid part of the bill. And when I paid part of the bill, instead of them taking what I owed them, they took everything out of my checking account, and I had to get on the phone with a Con Edison manager with the bank, and the bank had to give me, they had to put all of the money back. And this happened Friday, and then they were charging me two overdraft fees, and they had to put, and the bank dissolved it. They didn't charge me that, and they took them a while, to like 5 days, to put the money back. But what else I want to say is also Internal Revenue. I was out for about 3 years, charging me taxes for. He said I owed them $19,000, and then I went there and I told them I didn't owe them. I took all my papers. And then they said, okay, you don't owe it. They said, I owed $1,000. And this, just about a couple of weeks ago, I got a bill where they brought it down and said, I owed them $5,000, and I don't owe them. They owe me, and I've been praying that God would let someone investigate it and that they would pay me the money that they owe me. And what they owe me is at least about $40,000.
Yeah. Let me also point out something else. This is the enemy coming against God's people to bring stress on the people of God. See, when you think you got, let's say, example, $5,000 in the bank, and then all of a sudden you get a notice and you're overdrawn, your stress level shoots up. Even if they straighten it out, they still cause you weeks of stress sometimes. And don't tell me that's God doing that to you. God didn't do that. That was the enemy bringing that stress on you. And it's to try to, if he doesn't get you financially, then he wants to get you physically. So it's not God. That's the enemy. We got a right as the people of God to pray against that. Let me tell you something. One can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. And the devil is a liar. Amen. We pray against this and see God change. See, pray against it. God change things. All right, I'm going to take one more comment, and then we got to pray. Anybody else?
Dr. John. Dr. John.